Good morning, Italian. Oh, fuck. My beanies are in bed and I'll go fucking put them on later. This is what I fucking, this is like, it gets into like, fucking stupid people doing stupid shit, Solpren, aspirin, 300 milligrams, right? Now, I won't do it twice. But notice the text and the fucking thing. And then it says pharmacy medicine. Oh, look at the hairs up my nose. Oh, God. What will people think of me? So it says pharmacy medicine there. It says... But anyway, so there's the writing. That's the packet, right? I can't find the fucking ruler. And so we go around to the end. Right? We go to the fucking side. Right? And then we go to the other end. And then we go to the back. Right, now the idea is not to say, oh, fuck, you're so amazing, Shane. Yeah, I know that. But, look, So there's the fucking company logo. There's a whole heap of fucking space in the company logo. And then Disprin dissolve. From the makers of Disprin, it's fucking whatever, right? And here in the tiniest of tiny fucking writing that you can't see, that's the batch number and the expiry date. Right? And look at how much space there's a batch number. And then there's the expiry date. July 1st, 2007. So, for all you lovely men, right? Here is a fucking pencil. Here is a fucking... Oh, what the communist bullshit. Here is a Staedtler, I think, 2B pencil. This is for... Right, here's a Staedtler 2B pencil. That's like... put it upside down or right side up, right? TV pencil. Staedtler, because they make good pencils. But what are these fucking cunts? This is, fuck. But what are these cunts doing? This, I've got to set this up so I can complain properly. All right. So there's it down. There's the number one, right? Mark this out because it's the text itself is so fucking faint. Like, you know, I've got to fucking try and mark it on the thing, right? And line it up under the microscope. Fuck off. There's a letter one, which is why. There you go. Well, there's a pencil. This is fucking hard. Well, anyway, you get the idea. What are those fucking cunts? There's a pen to the pencil. There's the end of a 2B pencil. And there's only letter number one, right? That's how fine this fucking writing is. A year's by date. Why? This is the end of the pencil. And there's a number one letter. Right, you see that? That's the end of the... It's a lead in a 2B pencil. Right. 2B pencil. To be or not to be. Right. That's how fine that fucking writing is. And the rest of you... Now, this is aspirin or salicylic acid. Well, why is it right? Look at back at the back to the fucking pencil. Look at how tiny the fucking writing is. These are medical directions, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying aspirin is... I'm not saying, yeah, this is, look at how fucking tiny the writing is. Now, this salicylic acid is a really good drug, you know. It's nice, it's clean, it doesn't make you stoned. And I like the dissolving tablets, you know, I just think they're fucking brilliant. And I like the fucking slight lemon taste to them. But, you know, back to that thing, why is the fucking... Why is the fucking labelling the direction? Like, aspirin isn't a harmless product. Why? trying to think, breathe in and drink at the same time, the thinking had to go. Look how tiny that fucking writing is. Look at that. You know, if these cunts had any fucking brains, they could have just put, you know, their brand, 96 tablets. Oh, where is that? Yeah, 96 tablets, you know. It could have, you know, pharmacy medicine. Because people, the thing is with, yeah, the myth of salicylic acid, you know, and diet and heart attacks and blood viscosity and all this sort of stuff. Many, like most of these things, they get shrouded in fucking bullshit and, you know, just fucking idiots make all this crap. Because they don't know the facts, and so they just elaborate and expand, and you know, oh, aspirin helps prevent heart attacks. Oh my God, you know. What this comes from is that there was a survey, I think it was in Sweden, and there's all these men who came from an area where men really, rarely ever had heart attacks. And this is the usurpation of the Jewish pharmaceutical industry. This is what cunts they are. What they found is that the men in that area had an elevated levels of salicylic acid in their diet, right? So they said, oh, look at this, these men aren't having heart attacks. It's because they're having, you know, because it got the elevated levels of salicylic acid in their blood. So we're going to develop a whole fucking industry out of this shit, you know. And they make the little 100 milligram tablets and, you know, one a day, like being pregnant, you know, like birth control, you know. Pregnancy arresting pills. You know, so everybody's going, oh, me little 1 little milligram a day, or 100 milligrams a day, tiny little tablets, you know, or 50 milligrams a day or whatever, you know, blood thinning, all that sort of shit, anticoagulant, you know. And what they didn't tell you in the study, what all these fucking cunts that just spun off all this shit from the study, what they didn't tell you was that the reason why men weren't having heart attacks in this area of Sweden is because they were eating really good natural food. They were eating lots of fresh fruit and lots of vegetables and lots of meat and all this sort of stuff. And because it wasn't highly processed and it was all organic and all this sort of stuff, you know, these sorts of things, their diet was naturally much higher in salicylic acid than all the people who eat all the processed shit. And what they left out was that bit, you know, the people are eating all this healthy stuff instead of all this junk food, all this highly ultra processed fucking junk food with all the crap in it, you know. That's what they left out. That's the big fucking lie, you know. If you eat really good, healthy sort of stuff, you have a tendency to live well, live for a long time, and not drop dead from a heart attack. That's a fact, you know. And so this whole thing about, you know, have salicylic acid, aspirin, whatever, you know, and you won't have heart attacks, it's blood thinning, and that's true, but not eating shit in the first place, having a really good diet is a fucking important thing, you know. And this is what the makers of Disprin, Solprin, you know. What these stupid cunts. This is like fucking brain dead cunts. I met this fat black bitch on a fucking internet A meeting because I know how to present things to a really high standard. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's an advertisement. No, it's a picture of a pencil, a rubber, a pencil sharpener, and a school exercise book, and it's really well laid out, and it's easy to read. It's easy to understand. It's not a fucking ad, but the dumb cunt. The dumb cunt's never made, you know, the only thing she's printed is fucking toilet brown streaks on toilet paper, you know. Fucking moron. Anyway, so if this manufacturer had half a fucking brain, they just put this on the front, you know, Solprin, the brand, and 96 tablets up there, you know, and pharmacy medicine and all this sort of shit, you know. That's what they do. Because the directions for use are all in micro fucking fonts, and they're all stuck in one area of the back of the packet, you know. So that they could, I'll read this. I'm not going to fuck around and try and line it up so you can read it, you know what I mean? It's too hard. Medicine information, active ingredients in each tablet, 300 milligrams, aspirin, 300 milligrams, you know. And here's that's that tiny little bit up there, right? See that? And this bit down here, I'll read this. Use this medicine, relief from pain, headache and migraines, rheumatic pain, colds and flu, period pain, nerve and muscular pain, toothache and feverishness, acts as a platelet aggregation inhibitor, but should only be used for this indication on medical advice. That means it stops your blood cells sticking together and forming clots, you know. Try not eating so much shit and exercising a bit more, right? So that was that bit. So this is bit, right? So use this there's the ingredients. This is what you use it for. And this is like, there's like a fucking half a mile of warnings and shit, you know what I mean? Right, we'll go through this bit, or the top bit. Warnings: do not exceed the recommended dose. Do not use if you have a stomach ulcer or stomach disorder, if you have a bleeding disorder, if you are allergic to aspirin or other anti-inflammatory medicines. During the last 3 months of pregnancy, if you are breastfeeding, if you are trying to become pregnant, for use under medical supervision only. See your doctor before taking, for thinning the blood, or for your heart. Unless a doctor has told you to, do not use for more than a few days at a time. If you have asthma, use during the first 6 months of pregnancy, use in children under the age of 12 years of age. Use in children 12 to 16 years of age, or teenagers with or recovering from chickenpox, influenza or fever. Use with other products containing aspirin, anti-inflammatory medicines, or with medicines that you are taking regularly. So that's all on there. That's that bit there, right? Keep, this is this bit here. contains saccharin. What the fuck's that doing in there, you know? To sweeten it up a bit. Directions for use. Adults, 1 to 3 tablets dissolved in water every 4 to 6 hours as required. Do not exceed 12 tablets in 24 hours. Except on doctor's advice. Half a tablet daily for platelet aggregation inhibition. That's 150 milligrams a day for to prevent blood clots and or help prevent blood clots and strokes, right? You know? Children 12 years and over, 1 to 2 tablets dissolved in water. Repeat after 4 to 6 hours if necessary. Do not exceed 8 tablets in 24 hours except on doctor's advice. Other information, store below 30 degrees C. Do not use if oil is broken or damaged. Supplied by Reckitt Beckiser. Sounds like fucking Jews. Solprin is a registered trademark. Rickett Beckoniser, Sydney, New South Australia. Ring them, 1-800-022-046. So, you know, given that aspirin or salicylic acid is actually I like it because I like the taste, you know. I've got a few ailments and bits and pieces and stuff, and I think, well, you know, one tablet a day with a big 1 litre of water, you know, and I squirt a little bit of lemon juice in, you know, because I like the taste of it. Just a little bit, because if you do too much lemon juice, it's like, eh, but a tiny little bit boosts the flavour of these, you know. But these stupid fucking cunts at Beckett and Reckitt, oh fuck, what is it, you know? Oh fuck. Reckitt, Beckiser. Well, I'll give them a ring. I'll fucking complain about this. You know, what are they doing putting the same fucking information here and here, like each end, and here, and here, repeating it like, you know, five, six times, you know what I mean? Why isn't all that on the front? And why isn't all this information partly you need just the warning bit on the back in full size, you know? That one, oh, where is it? This bit here, you know? That could be expanded out to say 4 or 5 times the size of font, you know? And the other information could be stacked on the side there. There. Oh, there. And there. And the use by date could be fucking stuck in the front. You know, the batch number and use by date could be stuck in the fucking front. You know. But, you know, these cunts are so fucking stupid, you know. This is the way we've always done it. You can't say that. You know, I can say. You're fucking morons. You're putting shit in writing. There's something white to go behind this. You're putting shit in writing that's medical information. And how to contact the company and all this sort of stuff. You're putting shit in writing that's smaller than the fucking lead of a pen, the tip of a lead of a pencil. You know? You fucking retards. You know? You know, you fucking retards.
Fuck, I hate stupid people. Oh,
if accidental poisoning occurs, please contact the Poison Information Centre. Why isn't the dose and the advice and the number for the Poisons Information Centre written in lettering that you can actually fucking read? You know, I just so much want to just grab these cunts and just fucking whack, you know, just beat them to a fucking pulp for being so fucking stupid. And anyway, this is a really piss poor and fucking idiotically just stupid use of space. You know what you mean? You can't stack that in the bloody medicine cabinet or whatever. Oh, Solpran 96 tablets, 300 milligram per tablet, salicylic acid per tablet, 96 tablets. And then, you know, how to use it. And then, you know, how to use it, how to contact us, and warnings, you know, medical type advice, you know. What, you fucking morons. Fuck, and just...